Welcome to Spiritual Sisters Collective, Raw and Real, with me, your host, Lisa Williams. The show where I have raw and real inspirational conversations around spirituality, mental health, well-being, business, and so much more. Do also look out for additional episodes coming to you live on Sundays with meditations, card pulls, and some very special guests doing some storytelling. And I'm so excited that we have also launched Spiritual Sisters Collective Raw and Real Community. So if you're looking for a supportive community of like-minded souls on their spiritual journeys, then look no further. Come and join our Patreon community for just £3.33 per month. The link is in the show notes. I also want to extend my huge amount of gratitude to my beautiful guests, to you gorgeous listeners, and to our sponsor of Raw and Real, the very beautiful Liz Clifton from Take Three For You. Here's what she has to say.
Breathe in for one, breathe out for two. Congratulations, you just took three for you. I'm Liz Clifton, founder of Take Three For You and Family Dog Connection, and I'm super excited to be sponsoring this season's Raw and Real podcast. I'm on a mission to empower you and at least 3 million individuals of any species to create their own clear, calm, connected confidence to choose to be yourself with anyone, anywhere, at any time, starting with just 3 seconds a day. So if you're looking to get calm, let's connect. With so much love, light, and gratitude for you, exactly as you are, now and always.
Now let's get on with today's raw and real conversation. We have an amazing guest in the house. Please do introduce yourself.
Hey everyone. My name is Colette, and I'm a mindset coach, and I'm also partners in my brewer's business, and we make educational toys for children, and I'm also on my spiritual journey as well.
Amazing. So apart from, before we delve into the work that you do, apart from that, who is Colette? Like beyond the business and the things that you do?
I have many layers. I have been through a lot, and it has made me into the resilient, strong person that I am today.
Let's touch on that. Let's touch on the journey up until to the now. I think it's really important because obviously we give ourselves these titles of the things that we do, and people think, oh, that's great. But how did you get to do what you're doing now? Which I love the title, Mind Over Mama. It's just fabulous. So tell me how you got to this stage. Talk to us.
So I went through a period of depression and anxiety, and I was in a really bad place. I mean, we're talking, when I say depression, we're talking, I didn't want to be here anymore. Like, I was literally at that point. And you know when people say they see, like, they call depression the black dog? I remember one moment during that period where I actually physically thought I saw, like, the black dog shadow on my, like, ceiling in my bedroom, and I was like, oh well, this is a funky place to be. But I worked on myself, had some counselling, only for like 6 weeks, because they don't really give you a lot on NHS, do they? So it kind of, it helped a little bit, but there was still some, I still felt like lost. I felt like I wasn't myself still. Like prior to my depression, even though I'd been through lots, I'd kind of rebuilt myself and I was quite confident, but the depression just wiped me out completely. I worked with a like holistic coach, and she kind of just reignited that kind of spiritual side in me that I kind of, like, I think the depression and being with ex-partners that weren't great kind of squashed that down, and working with her, it kind of just, I don't know, relit this fire that was inside me. I'm like, oh, like, I know who I'm supposed to be now. And then at the end of that, I just really felt like a new me. Well, not even, I don't know, I'd say a new me, not the old me. I was like a better version of the me that I was before. So, and I knew then that I wanted to help other people. So I, like, worked really hard on, like, self-love, just big on, like, boundary setting and, like, putting me first, because that was something. I'm an empath and I'm a helper, I'm a people pleaser. So, like, but by doing that, that was, like, you know, impacting my mental health. So I worked on changing that, still helping people, obviously, not just saying like, no, I'm not going to help you, but making sure my, I had boundaries up and like I was doing what I needed to do for me. So yeah, I did that. And then when I was pregnant, I decided to do a coaching diploma because being coaching isn't enough. I mean, being pregnant's not enough even. Then that's when I decided to do what I'm doing. But yeah, it's just been a lot of big inner journey for me, really, like from going from that to where I am now. I'm a completely different person. I've had people even say to me, you know, you've changed, you're so different now. I'm like, yeah, I have, and it's good. Like I'm in an amazing place now, and I want to help other people like be in that amazing place, you know. Just I know how hard it is to get help, because I've like been there, and yeah, just want to give back, really.
Yeah, I think many of my listeners and my guests who I've had on, myself included, the reason I started my business was from my own mental health journey. And I'm always fascinated to hear how people, you know, once you've hit that sort of that brick wall, that dark moment of like feeling that you can't go on with anything else in life, at what point you were on about that shadow, at what point did you think, I need support? Because some people don't get to that place, right? Mm. They don't get. So what gave you that fire in your belly to go and seek out help? Because that in itself is a strength.
Well, part of it was, so I'm caring to my sister. Like, well, she's technically my daughter. I've had her since she was five. But
right.
I just remember she was in the other room, and I just thought to myself, like, kind of, I couldn't leave, because who would be there for her? So that was definitely a big thing in my head. But it was just strange. It was just like something had shifted. I just knew that, like, you know, I can get over it, and like there is a better life out there. I didn't have to be stuck in this dark hole forever, because I dealt with loads of stuff over my life. Like, my mum was an alcoholic and just narcissist, like boyfriends and all this stuff. And I just kind of look back at like all the things I've overcome, and I thought, I can overcome this now as well. Like, I think it was just a collection of, what's the word, like, and now all the past stuff just kind of all just caught up with me all in one go. And it was just like, my head went, oh. But just after sitting there and realising that there's more to life, and just knowing that, like, leaving wouldn't solve anything, you know what I mean? Just there'd be people out there that would miss me, and I knew that I had more to give, like, 100%. So, yeah, it wouldn't have been a good thing to do, and I'm glad that I didn't.
Yeah, I think this happens for a lot of us when you think about sort of childhood traumas, and for many of us we mask things sort of through our childhood, our teens, our early adulthood. It's almost like we pretend and block out that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And some of us, myself included, I used to think it was normal, like what I was going through, you know, as a child. And when you kind of realize it wasn't, and for me what was happened, I became a compulsive people pleaser with then all of my childhood trauma. And I think just it gets to a point where you just combust, you just mm-hmm. can't take anymore.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fascinating. So very much the same as me, you've come from a dark place, and you now have this fire in your belly to help others to know that there's other things out there. So talk to us about how your business was created. And I love the name of it.
So, I mean, I've kind of always, people always seem to gravitate to me anyway for like advice, help, support. I'm like the agony aunt of everybody.
Right.
And even in my dark time, I was still helping people. Most people actually didn't even know that I was depressed, because I just, you know, someone phoned me, even if I was having a rubbish day, I'm like, I need to help them still. I just need to help them. That's just who I was. So it just kind of made sense to kind of like to turn it more into a business. Because I had a few people say to me, you know what, you should charge for this. And it was like a little joke. But then I just kind of thought, actually, yes. I mean, not like, it's not really like about making loads of money. It's about reaching more people. But the only way I can do that is by turning it into a business and kind of, you know, growing it that way. So, yeah, that's how it just started. I just remembered, like I said, just, it was really weird. And before I was pregnant, before COVID, I decided I want to be a hairdresser. That was like, I just want to be a hairdresser randomly. Signed up for the course, and then COVID happened. I'm like, oh, well, I can't do that now. And then I got pregnant, and I saw my husband's like, life coaching diploma? Yeah, let's do this. And it was just like I felt like pushed to do it, really. It was like, it was strange, from hairdressing to coaching. I mean, I guess I still get to talk to people, but it's not quite the same, is it? Yeah, and I just decided to do that. And then the name, it just, you know, mind over matter, because it is, a lot of stuff is mind over matter, isn't it? It's, you know, a lot of stuff, it's us talking, like, if we just change our thought process and the way that we'd like talking to ourselves, like we can overcome a lot of stuff. And I thought, but I don't want to be mind over matter, but I'm a mama. So, and then that's just kind of, and that's how it came about. So, yeah.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And so many mums need that support, don't they, as well? And I think, like, I'm not one to criticise the NHS or anything like that. You know, they're doing the best they can. And we're recording this in 2023 and we know what's going on and what's not going on. But it's still, the mental health system is flawed. You know, I know when I went to the GP and they offered me counselling, that was back in 2017. I still actually haven't been referred. There's been no notice, there's been no follow-up. And what gets me about sort of when you go to the doctors and you explain that you're not feeling well, that is very much quickly, here's the tablets and whatever. And I know that works for some people, but what annoys me, really pisses me off, is that there's no root cause. They don't ask questions. They don't say, you know, do you have any family history of this? Mm-hmm. What's your diet like? What's your surroundings like? Like, there's no questions. It's just very much, you know, like a one size fits all, like it's just going to solve everything. And it's almost like putting a plaster on this open wound that you haven't cleaned.
Yeah.
And I think there just needs to be more addressed with that. And I think this is where mentors like myself and coaches like yourself come into play, because it's needed.
Yeah.
It's really, really needed. And especially with the impacts that we've had because of COVID, you know, that mental health is on the rise and everything that's going on currently in the world right now. It is so important that we have these conversations and we spread awareness about mental health.
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's like, it's just strange with like different doctors have different ways of dealing with it as well. Because prior to like me first, like, well, going to the doctor for depression, like this time round, about 5 years before that, I started having like depressed, like depressive feelings, but not like how I felt like on the last time. But I went to the doctors and he basically just read me this poem about cows standing in the field. It's a famous poem. I don't know the name, but basically the poem's just basically saying, you know, sometimes you just got to stop and just, you know, take the world in. And it was a nice poem, but I'm like, I'm feeling depressed. I'm not really happy. Mm-hmm. And that's all you're going to do. And he just kind of sent me away and that was it. So I suppressed it for a long time. And I think that's why when it hit me big, like that was why, because it was like, well, no one's going to listen to me. No one believes me. I best just like pull up my big girl pants and like suck it up and carry on. And that's what I did until then. I just exploded after that. But yeah, and even like this second time around with the doctors, you know, they told me to self-refer myself for counselling, which I did. And the waiting list was massive. And the only reason why I got seen as quick as I did was because I phoned them when around that black dog time and basically it was a crisis call basically, and they literally seen me within days, and it was that bad, because they like score you, that they score you like on how depressed you are. And at that point then there was like, oh gosh, like we need to get her in. Like I laugh now, but it was actually like quite a crazy time. But it's just, there should be more out there for people, like, and faster help times, because the like suicide rate is like through the roof at the moment, and it doesn't need to be that way.
100%. Yeah, it definitely needs to. I feel like we're not even moving the dial with it, but that's why I said, this is why this podcast and the work that many of yourself and many of the guests that I've had, you know, we're all doing our bit. Mm-hmm. Right, we're all speaking out about our truth, what we've gone through, and then we're using what we've gone through to help then others with the tools and resources that we've built up. So with your work that you do, how do you support your clients and the people you work with?
So I do like one-to-one sessions, but I do a lot in my group as well. So I mean, a lot of people don't even need to have one-to-one sessions because they just see my stuff in my group. And I post quite a lot on Facebook as well. Mm-hmm. And I've had quite good feedback from that. I had like random people that I don't even know who they are, like message me saying like how much my posts like help them and like motivate them. And that's good, because that's just me. I'm the same all the time. Even before like having this actual business, I've always been like that, sharing positivity and motivation and just handy tips and things that can help people just kind of, you know, feel better and move along. So yeah, so I do that. And then I am in the middle of writing a book. So I'm going to do like a self-love, like tip book. Mm-hmm. And then also I'm going to do a course as well. So I just think it'd be nice. I think sometimes people feel a bit, especially because a lot of the women that I work with have like low self-esteem and low confidence and stuff. And some of them don't even like doing like one-to-one Zooms because they feel a bit like awkward with like the face-to-face.
Yeah.
So I thought if I do like a collective like group session and they don't even have to have the cameras on, then it will kind of, I think it'll be more comfortable for them. So I'm just in the middle of sorting that out as well. So I just want to like just reach as many people as I can in like the way that helps them best, I think. And I've contemplated like doing, you know, like via Messenger, but I think it's hard with like coaching. I think you kind of need to, I work quite good on like energy seeing people. And I just think you can read people as well. So I have to find if I'm messaging them, you can't quite gauge exactly if they're taking on board what you're saying, or even if, you know, if they're just not fully into it. So, I mean, I would do it if that was like, you know, the last resort, because I don't want to like rule anything out to help someone, but I would prefer to see people because it just works better for me.
Yeah, I think what you said is right. It's about adapting, isn't it? It's about saying, right, what else can we do to make it more inclusive for people? Because if people are in a place of darkness, like you said, they're going to be lacking in confidence. Mm-hmm. They, you know, to give even eye contact, even if it is via Zoom. So it's just giving them, whether it be a Facebook post, which is the start, maybe the seed of them sort of, you know, getting that help. Like I have messages saying, thank you so much that you've shared this. And it means so much to us, isn't it? And those, although those are not paying clients, they're not giving us anything. Like it fills your heart to know that you've helped one person. And I said to my husband the other day, because I'm quite a goofball as well, right? I'm quite silly. I always laugh at myself. And he was like, why do you do silly things on TikTok? And I was like, it's not for the likes, it's not for attention, it's if one person has smiled today or laughed, and that's the only smile or laugh they've done all week, then I'll keep showing up, rocking up and being a goofball, because it does, you know, and laughter is such a good medicine. They don't have to tell me that it made them happy, but I know that it is going to help somebody to even stop in their tracks with something. And I think this is why we're in such a good position in the world with technology. Like we can say, okay, social media can be damaging, technology can be damaging, but if we use it for a force of good and it's in the right hands, and I feel like that about money and power, it's not that it's a bad thing, it's who is in control of it. And the more people like you who are out there sharing love and positivity and your story and talking about your journey, the more, like you said, it'll just be a ripple effect. And like if you're helping, say, another mum, that mum will feel better around her children. So you're not just helping the mum, you're helping the child. So that ripple effect, and that child then won't maybe take that trauma to her child. So you're actually helping generations. And I think this is why I friggin' love the work that I do. And I'm so passionate about this podcast as well, giving women like you a platform to have a voice and share, you know, what it is you're doing as well. If, before we end today, if you were going to give one tip, and obviously you help all women, not just mamas, but if you were going to give a mum a tip who's possibly suffering right now, she's listening to this and she's just feeling like, I just can't continue with my life anymore, I'm done. What would be the first thing that you'd say to her?
Is that to reach out to somebody, 100%. I don't think you're alone, and even if you feel that, you know, the doctors or whatever aren't listening to you, keep like reach out to some, like, as well as many people as you can. Like I message all my friends. Like I had quite a few friends that were really good and supportive to me, so not just the doctors. And just know that you're not alone, that there is, like, there's lots of people out there, unfortunately, that are feeling that same, in that bad place, but there is light at the end of the tunnel, 100%. Like I'm living proof, like you're living proof, you know. It might feel crap for now, like right now, but it's not forever. Like it isn't forever.
100%. It's like after the rain comes the rainbow and all of the jazz.
You've
been an amazing guest, and I'm really looking forward to watching you continuing to fly and blossom and bloom in 2023 and help as many women as you possibly can. And I'm sure this is just the start of the journey for you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I'll speak to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Raw and Real. And to find out more about what I do at Spiritual Sisters Collective, you can visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Spiritual Sisters Collective, or come and find out the gorgeous offerings that we have at the moment at spiritualsisterscollective.vipmembervault.com. And if you enter the code LOVE24, you will have a very magical offering. Until next time, look after yourselves. Take care.